Welcome to American Medicine Today, presented by the Banati Spine Institute, featuring internationally acclaimed inventor of the Banati spine procedures, Alfred Banati, MD. Here, your host, Kimberly Bermel Banati, and co-host Ethan Uecker.
Welcome to American Medicine Today. I'm Kimberly Banati alongside Ethan Uecker and world-renowned orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Alfred Banati. So our show has been on for over 9 years, and we talk to patients each and every week about what's ailing them and why they're being told that sometimes nothing can be done. They have to live in pain or try to mute the pain by taking a bunch of pills. Well, that is not the case if you undergo the Banati spine procedures. Now, it's one thing for me to talk about it, but it's another when you hear directly from the patient themselves.
It's today's Back to Life segment, a story of recovery. We will talk to a patient of the Banati Spine Institute who went from living a life restricted by pain and discomfort through their journey of finding the Banati Spine Institute and now living pain-free.
It is my pleasure to introduce to the program Peggy Dorsey. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
So, Peggy, why don't you tell us how you came to be in pain?
From what I later learned Dr. Banati told me, it was congenital. Spinal stenosis, which I knew of, and the other was the right sciatica.
And so where on your body did you feel the pain? And was it localized to one area or did it radiate elsewhere in your body?
It was my lower back, L4 and L5-ish area, and S1. The right butt cheek twitched and the sciatica going down my right leg all the way down to the top of my ankle.
Oh, that sounds miserable. And so yeah. How did it impact your life?
Well, with having dealt with this for like 20 plus years and just going to physical therapy, chiropractic, et cetera, my husband even commented, wow, we've made all this money and you're still in pain. And I went, yeah, that tells you. But having had a high tolerance of pain, over the last year, it got a little too bad because my gait, my walking was affected. Mm. I was leaning over shopping cart. I tried to walk like 5 minutes with my husband and had to stop because the twitch in my right butt cheek, you know, sciatica was just too intense.
Oh, that sounds miserable. And you went through that for over 20 years. And you said you did try chiropractic and physical therapy, no relief. So how did you find the Banati Spine Institute?
Believe it or not, Facebook. Mm-hmm. Just going through it. And I was doing my research. I've been to two neurosurgeons prior to researching out Dr. Banati.
And what did they say?
Everything that, you know, the L4, L5 would have in that I needed spinal fusion.
Ooh.
And I absolutely did not want any type of hardware in my body.
Yes.
But I also wanted to check out and find out, because as I said, hey, they're all neurosurgeons. Of course, they're going to say I qualify. And of course, they're going to want to treat me. Mm-hmm. But I really wanted someone who was genuine, someone who knew how I felt being a Christian and I care about, who puts their hands on me, you know, that kind of thing, from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. And actually, after looking at all of the testimonials, I mean all, on Facebook, talking to other people and what have you, and then, of course, the icing on the cake was talking to Dr. Banati. And the demeanor on the phone and all that was just, I got several confirmations. And I don't know how much time I have, but even on the phone, and then when I saw some of the testimonies, he said those key things that I needed to hear. Number one, he cared, you know, enough.
Yes.
And then he told me that I said, why do you do this? Why, you know? And he said he wanted more surgeons, more of the world to see that there is a minimally invasive way.
Yes.
To go.
Dr. Banati is really interesting because he talks out against spinal fusions, which, you know, is textbook nowadays for most. And he says, absolutely not. It causes a chain reaction. One level fusions fail 65% of the time. A 2 to 3 level fusion fails 85%. And that small percentage of people that think they're better, those fail afterwards. And it causes a chain reaction of needing to be treated above and below that area. So you made a very smart choice. And Dr. Banati, when when you talk about spinal fusion, the other thing, what we call lesser spine institutes do, they try to pretend adding those invasive hardware fusion surgeries through a small incision is minimally invasive, and that is anything but.
Yeah, he explained it to me. It starts to be billed as part of, say, a laser is billed, but it's actually a fusion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I understood totally what he was saying. And by the number of people alone since I've left the Bonatti Spine Institute that have contacted me, I told your person, Amir, that I said, whoa. And I mean, people from accidents to stuff that they've had, you know, hardwire in, and something's not working. I said, well, he told me most, or if not all, fusions in about 2 years, you're going to be back.
Yes.
I said, oh, my God. And he's so comical. I love him to life. I tell you, I just do. Because he said, after I see you that one time, I don't want to see you again. You know, of course, with all gurus.
Yes. So let me ask you about that. When you finally make your way to the Bonatti Spine Institute and you're looking at Doc face-to-face and you have that in-person evaluation, did you feel like he understood where your pain was stemming from?
Absolutely. Yes.
And we utilize something called conscious IV sedation. So you are sedated, but you are able to communicate through the procedure with the surgical staff. Did you watch your procedure on the monitor?
I watched as much as I could. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was a little tired, I think. But, yeah, I mean, and I wasn't afraid. My husband did not want to come in. He doesn't have the stomach.
Aww.
But I told him, I said, look, it is what it is, minimally invasive.
Yes.
The whole thing is that he wants to avoid all of that. I mean, you know, and he goes in and he cleans and all. Mm-hmm. So the times that I did look up and stuff, I was totally fine.
Yeah.
Totally fine.
And what was it like when you were done with surgery and you were in the recovery area? What were those first steps like?
Well, I have it on film to prove it. They were great. I was just absolutely, yes, you know, because he was adamant that I would not use anything, a cane, a walker, not leaning, not hopping, no, straight. And heel toe and heel toe, like a drill sergeant. I love it. And so, however, once something, you know, we finished that and came back the next time, I still had pain. Okay. I had right pain on my right sciatica.
Yeah.
And so he said, oh, no, no, no. And he consulted his staff and he wanted to know, again, the concern.
Yeah.
So he was reiterating with them what happened, what did they do, what did they not do, et cetera, to be sure I was eliminated from that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And how are you now?
The left side was never really a problem, but that stooping over to go to the cart or whatever, and even the, what is the right twitch, gone. Absolutely gone.
Nice.
The one thing that I even said, and I believe that he will call me and talk to me about that, is that right side, because it was so severe and doing whatever, I just need to be confirmed that it is the pushing through the pain. I am, you know, in my sixth week, so I know it said 6 to 8 weeks, and I know I tend to be a go-getter and all of that stuff, and maybe doing things a little too fast, but absolutely a difference. I'm able to walk. He told me 40 minutes a day.
Yes.
I'm not quite there yet. I can do 1 or 2 20-minute bouts, you know, like that.
I think if he was there shouting out his marching orders, you'd be doing your 40 minutes with no problem. And he does, you know, it's funny when people say that, because he does it for a specific reason. People, when they're suffering with pain and they're allowing it to compound, they believe they can't. And so it's kind of a mental block sometimes that they go, no, I can't. And he goes, snap out of it. You can.
Yes.
And all of a sudden they do. They start moving and they're like, you know, oh my gosh, I didn't realize. Yeah. But yes, I'm able to fully function. So thank you, Peggy Dorsey, for taking the time to be on the program. Let me ask you, when you left, did they make you wear a back brace?
Oh, no. I didn't wear anything. That's what I mean. No pain, no anything. And he even joked to my husband, hey, and when she gets out of line, oh, God, he is just hilarious. You know, just get her in line. So.
Well, you're not supposed to have a back brace, so that's great news. Thank you for sharing your story of recovery with us, Peggy. Continued good
Thank
health
you.
And healing.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Peggy. Bye-bye.
Thank you. And if you would like to hear more stories just like hers, search the Benatti Spine Institute on YouTube. Stay tuned. After the break, we'll have more.